This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, sitting in for Terry Gross. To start the second half of the show, I'd like to put on my Fresh Air TV critic's hat, which looks like Crocodile Dundee's, by the way, to talk about two terrific new dramas coming this weekend on cable. Both of them come from England, both are fabulously acted and written, and both will continually surprise you with their plot twists and emotional depth. One of them is a fact-based telemovie called Longford, premiering Saturday night on HBO. It's about a serial killer serving life in prison in England and a respected politician's unpopular attempts to lobby for her parole. The other is a BBC America miniseries, not based on fact, called The State Within. It's like a shorter British version of 24 and begins with a passenger airliner blown up just after takeoff above Washington, D.C. Let's start with Longford. It's written by Peter Morgan, who's on an incredible run right now. He's up for an Oscar for co-writing The Last King of Scotland, and whether or not he earns an Oscar for himself, he most likely will help Helen Mirren win one for another movie he wrote last year, The Queen. In Longford, Jim Broadbent stars as Lord Longford, a knighted politician whose lifelong passions include visiting and helping to rehabilitate prisoners. When he's asked to come visit Myra Hindley, a convicted murderer played by Samantha Morton, he does, even though she's infamous for the crimes she committed with her lover, Ian Brady. In England, Myra Hindley is the equivalent of Charles Manson, and when Lord Longford talks at a family dinner about visiting her, the reaction he gets from his loved ones, even his wife, is totally unsympathetic.
Anyway, she wasn't at all how one might have expected. I found her charming, intelligent, attractive even.
A woman that murdered three children.
Woman who came under the spell of a man who murdered three children.
That's rubbish.
I spoke to the prison governor afterwards. She's quite convinced that Myra Hindley was corrupted by Ian Brady, and to consider them as equals is a great mistake.
Dada, except that she procured those children, knowing exactly what would happen to them. Never got into the car without a woman present.
The judge made a clear distinction at the trial that Ian Brady was the initiator of these crimes and the actual killer. Myra Hindley was merely a dominated and corrupted accomplice.
Distinction's irrelevant. Murder and accomplice are equally guilty in the eyes of the law.
Killers of this kind almost always have a prior history of offending. Myra Hindley had nothing, not even a blemish.
And wasn't there a tape?
What tape?
At the trial, I seem to remember there was a tape where one heard the dreadful things they did to the little girl. And that it was Myra Hindley's voice one could hear, not Brady's.
No. What about a swim? Yes,
please. Longford embarks on an uphill battle to gain her release, and the movie becomes a multi-pronged character study. At what cost does he champion her cause? Why does he persist? And most centrally, does she deserve his support? The answers, like the characters, may surprise you. HBO's Longford is one of those rare TV dramas where you end up being as surprised as you are impressed and keep thinking about it afterward. The State Within, which starts the same night on BBC America, is another one. It's a 6-hour drama doled out weekly in 2-hour chunks. It stars Jason Isaacs as a British ambassador stationed to the United States and Sharon Gless from Cagney and Lacey as the U.S. Secretary of Defense. When an exploded plane above the Capitol seems to have been the work of an Islamic terrorist who's a British national, the governor of Virginia orders that all people in his state with similar backgrounds be rounded up and detained. The British ambassador, the drama's hero, protests the move strongly to the defense secretary, but she defends it just as forcefully.
This is an illegal act. Never mind that it's a breach of international law and shows total disregard for basic human rights.
That is for Congress to decide. As I understand, the governor of Virginia is acting under the powers of the Patriot Act.
We don't even know who was behind the attack. Pakistani fundamentalist, Tiristani Islamist, Saudi...
The bastard with his finger on the button was British. And from what I hear, there are plenty more queuing up right behind him.
Do you know how many British Muslims there are in Virginia?
It only takes one.
At least 3,000. Holidaymakers, students, business travelers, visa holders. You're saying they're all terrorist suspects? It's an obscene act of racial discrimination.
Obscene? Ask the guys riding your subway who's being discriminated against next time some wacko decides to detonate himself. Look, I played along with your little stunt out there, all right? All that hot air about strong bonds and unity. But my son did not die in Afghanistan so that our so-called allies can blow themselves up in our own backyard.
The initial explosion and terrorist threat turns out to be just the tip of the iceberg. In The State Within, Isaacs, as Ambassador Mark Bryden, has to deal simultaneously with three different high-profile problems. In addition to the plane explosion, there's a former British soldier scheduled to be executed in Florida, and a newly discovered body pulled out of a river in West Virginia that has its fingertips and most of its face removed, but a tattoo that reads, "Made in Britain." It takes about 2 hours of TV time before we learn that all three events are connected somehow. Takes even longer for the ambassador to learn that. But by that time, the state within has established so many compelling characters that the rest of the drama, with its high body count and unexpected twists and turns, keeps piling on the pressure until it feels like it's going to explode. Both of these dramas, at their core, are about loyalty and betrayal, and most of all about trust and what it costs. In America, broadcast TV has all but given up on making quality movies and miniseries. But thanks to British productions and imports from HBO and BBC America, we can still see them. This is Fresh Air.